Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome Ann Stevenson Yang, author most recently of Wild Ride, a short history of the opening and closing of the Chinese economy. Ann has also penned an op-ed piece for the New York Times running in these last days about the Chinese economy troubled and the Chinese Communist Party's ambition to solve the troubles with exports. Ann, a very good evening to you. As I understand in your presentation in the New York Times and in your book Wild Ride, exports are what the Chinese Communist Party trusts in. However, are they going to work this time is the question. Is there an answer to that, Ann? Will exporting to the world solve the real estate bubble collapse, the unemployment, and the general understanding that they've got too many factory floors for very little demand? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thanks. You know, I don't think so. And I think that there are a couple of reasons. One reason is because the rest of the world is becoming much more hostile to Chinese exports and is erecting trade barriers. And another reason is because the IPO markets have really sunk for China. And that was a key source of financing for these exporting companies.
The IPO markets, you mean the international stock markets, foreign investment put into the hands of Chinese startups through the stock market in Hong Kong and New York and Shanghai. Is that correct? And that no longer works? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. So Shanghai hasn't had a new listing in 3 years. A lot of the big Chinese companies like Ant Financial and Shine have failed to achieve an IPO. And that's because the value of these companies just doesn't rise. And so foreign banks are not interested in taking them to market.
Gordon, you have a question for Ann.
And Xi Jinping was in Europe last week, and trade was a major part of the focus. And of course, trade has become a focus of our China relations with the imposition of tariffs on green products from China. This seems to be coming to a head because you have countries that are starting to look at China, as you point out, in a very different way. Where do you see this going over, let's say, the next 6 weeks, 6 months, especially as we head into an election?
Well, you notice, Gordon, that the big surge in Chinese exports has been to non-traditional markets such as Southeast Asia, Russia, and so on, and not to the to the EU or the United States. And the imposition of all these new Biden tariffs, I think, is going to further dampen Chinese exports. I just don't think that, and they already, you know, we know that they already have excess manufacturing capacity, so I just don't see how exports are going to get them out of this trap.
You're right about the real estate bubble and talking about how the government found investment by allowing the local authorities to, your phrase, collateralize land. As I understand it, all those debts come due and the central government is not helping them. Is that still correct, Anne? No bailouts from Beijing.
Yeah, that's correct, John. So what happened was the local governments found this mechanism to borrow money, and it was like crack cocaine. They just couldn't stop borrowing. And because the banks were very happy to give them debt, because they were governments, they just, you know, borrowed it without any real plan to pay it back. They'd say, well, you know, our subway system's gonna generate a lot of cash, our hospital's gonna generate a lot of cash, whatever. And those things are really not true internationally. And so now they're, and of course these companies are run much less efficiently than international companies. So most of them are deep in the hole and they don't know what to do. And there's the only bailouts have been, you know, partial issuing of new debt for partial payment of the interest, but nothing on the principal.
Is that the source of the anecdotes about teachers not being paid and firemen getting half salaries? That what you just said?
It is, John. So there's that. There's a lowering of the physical temperature by local governments in the winter that provide heating to the district. There's asking people to borrow money in order to pay their own salaries. There's a whole lot of different measures, but basically services are being cut at the local level.
Gordon, that sounds like deflation. Is that what we're hearing?
There is deflation, certainly in producer prices, factory gate prices. China claims that there was an increase in the consumer price index for February, March, and April. That I don't know if actually was true, but the point is China's having a hard time getting out of deflation, even if it may have a few good months in the consumer area because of the problems that Ann detailed in the New York Times. There's just no way out for China right now, and deflation is going to happen one way or another.
You have a question for Ann.
Ann, it seems to me, you know, you're talking about how local governments have gone into debt. And really what they did in 2007, 2008 is they decided they were not going to have a downturn in China, and they borrowed a lot of money in what could have been the biggest stimulus program in history. I tend to think that this is 2008 happening in China now. I mean, would you characterize it that way, or would you put it in different terms?
I mean, I think it's quite typical, Gordon, that what happens in China is they like to get through these international crises to demonstrate that the Chinese economy can survive, but then it's experienced several years later. It happened in the Asian crisis in the mid-90s, and it's happening now. I think the difference now, as you say, it was the biggest stimulus program in history in 2008-09. And now they simply can't do that again because there isn't enough money in the world and there aren't enough dollars coming into China to balance out all that renminbi.
Foreign investment is a solution. Do they have anything to sell, Ann?
Foreign investment is really not big enough to provide a solution. The thing that really helped them out in the late teens or the early teens, I guess, is that there was interest rates internationally were very low and interest rates in China were high. And so there was a lot of dark money kind of sloshing over the Chinese border. And that sort of provided the balance to allow the renminbi not to depreciate. That's not happening anymore. I know that sounds kind of geeky and technical, but that's where, you know, you're talking about, you know, $150 billion a year in foreign direct investment versus $2 trillion in that kind of dark money.
Gordon, we have about a minute for a question.
Is the dark money leaving China, Rand?
At this point, there isn't a ton to leave. The Chinese have tried really hard to erect barriers to that leaving. But yes, the money is the pressure is to go outward, not inward.
For the future success of China, what would work, Anne, knowing that the Chinese Communist Party can't do it, but what would work to solve the crisis?
Abolition of communism, John.
Yes. Go ahead, Anne.
I think that's pretty much right. I mean, the first thing you need to do is get rid of the residence permit system, the hukou system.
And the entrepreneurs would fly? Is it your opinion that they're waiting for that?
I mean, that's the first step to restructuring the economy, because what you really need to do is provide more of GDP to households rather than to companies. And that would be the first step toward doing it. Of course, it's not going to happen.
Wild Ride is Ann's new book, A Short History of the Opening and Closing of the Chinese Economy. Gordon Chang, I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.